This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. It's hour 3. It's live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. I was just asking Joy Taylor during the break. I'm like, sometimes the media is so stupid. So I saw this story with Tiger Woods. Reports came out, according to the research or whatever they do, that Tiger Woods was speeding.
Right.
Of course, that's why he rolled his car. Nobody rolls their car going 15 miles an hour.
Yeah, I'm not a scientist, but I think that's generally how it
every
works.
Car rolling accident has generally involved speeding. But the media was like, why doesn't he get a ticket? Well, because there was no policeman there at the time of speeding. It doesn't solve anything. It doesn't... Why? Who cares? Nobody's asking that question. Why didn't you give him a speeding ticket? Well, there was nobody there when he rolled the car. We mostly cared about his life, that he didn't die.
Of course. And there's no way to prove, other than obviously logic, but that he was speeding. So how... It's like a retroactive...
It's like a non-story that caught fire like 2 days ago. Yes, he was speeding. You don't give tickets after the fact. Nobody cares. Nobody thinks that's important, giving him a speeding ticket. And obviously he was speeding.
It's not a good use of energy.
I had so many people ask me about Tiger, like, because I used to live by Palos Verdes, so I've been on those roads all the time. They're a beautiful place, stunning. It looks like Portugal. You're on this little island. And people are like, what do you think happened? And I told everybody the same thing.
Yeah.
It was AM, so he wasn't probably drunk. He was just going really, really fast on really, really tight roads. That's the answer. Well, what do you really think? No, that's the answer. He was going 80 instead of... I've driven on those roads.
Yeah, you cannot drive fast on those roads.
Can't. They're narrow and they're winding and it's not a good call.
I don't even want to drive fast on those roads.
No, it's like there are times on Palos Verdes when you make some turns and you're like, thank God there's guardrails going slow. Like It's a cliff. So like the fact that was, give him a ticket. Nobody cares about that. Like, nobody with a life cares about that. 15 minutes, Jordan Palmer, brother of Carson, and a great talent evaluator. We're getting close to the draft now. A lot of draft guests talk about the speculation, stories breaking. Palmer's been working with Sam Darnold recently. We're going to go inside Sam Darnold, out of the Jets, into the Panthers. Best for Last today, we have Jason McIntyre returns on Best for Last. Excited for that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season.
This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
Make sure you enter tomorrow's Fox Bet Super 6 Late Innings Challenge for a chance to win $5,000. Download the free Fox Bet Super 6 app and answer six questions about innings 7, 8, and 9 in tomorrow's A's-Astros matchup for your chance to win.
By the way, Jordan Palmer played in the NFL for 6 years. And now he has a program called Quarterback Coach Quarterback Summit. And he takes these young quarterbacks. He worked with Joe Burrow. He worked with Josh Allen. He works with Sam Darnold. He's worked with a lot of, you know, almost all these guys. And he's a busy guy today, but we thought we'd bring him in because we're getting close to the draft, and we thought today we'd bring on scouts and different people today. Because if you wanted to watch golf, you're long gone today on our show. And let's bring in Jordan Palmer. So you posted the video of Sam Darnold reacting to the trade. Just let me, you follow this league closely. I lean on you here. Does he work with Matt Rhule? Does he work with their schemes? Does he work in Carolina? What will it look like in your opinion?
Yeah, well, this was unintended consequences here with this. Yeah, this was a little surprise deal that, I mean, you got Jarrett Stidham, Josh Allen, Kyle Allen, a bunch of guys there in the background, just buddies with Sam and happy for him to get to a good landing spot. I love this landing spot. Couple of reasons. One, Matt Rhule, I got a chance. I was for Fox calling a Baylor game 2 years ago, and I did my production meeting with Matt Rhule the day before at Baylor. And I remember I called my brother afterwards and I told him, I said, I just met one of the coolest next up and coming coaches. This guy is so humble, so cool. He was just had just so much humility with how he talked about building a program. And he's this blue collar guy. This guy's going to be a stud. I literally called Carson and told him that after my first interaction with Matt Rhule. And so it's been fun to watch him, you know, get this opportunity. And that's Sam. you know, Sam, blue collar. He's not concerned with the people's opinions and what it looks like or anything. He's trying to win, just trying to get better. And so I think that is going to be a really, really good combination. They're going to really work well together. Second thing I love is that Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, as you mentioned, I've spent a lot of time with Joe Burrow. And when Joe Brady was at LSU with Joe Burrow and they had that historic year, a lot of people were making assumptions that because Joe Brady came from New Orleans, maybe he's running some cool NFL plays that none of these college guys know. That's not the case. They kept what Joe Brady did with Joe Burrow his senior year is he let Joe Burrow dial things up pre-snap, get in the right protection, make the right adjustments. And then when Joe Burrow said set hut, he let him play. And Joe bought time in the pocket. He'd push the ball down the field with timing, tempo, and accuracy. And that, as you know, Colin, is exactly the type of system that Sam Darnold needs to play in. You can put all the stability on him pre-snap and then let him play. Don't try and win by giving him 72 different options post-snap. That works for some guys. It doesn't work for others. And so Sam, playing with Joe Brady, playing for Matt Rhule and the relationship they'll build, and then, and I haven't even talked about Christian McCaffrey, Robbie Anderson, and one of the most underrated receivers in the NFL that everyone will know about now, DJ Moore. I love this move, not just for Sam Darnold. I love this move for the Carolina Panthers.
That's great. So I said this, every quarterback in the first round, it's all good now. We're done nitpicking them, except Justin Fields. And I'm like, it's all landing on him. And I don't get it because he's my second best quarterback. I'm sure you've seen tape. I don't know if you work with him. What do you make of the sudden surge of negativity around Justin Fields? What is his weakness?
Well, I've spent a lot of time around Justin and spent enough time to sit here and scratch my head when I see negativity pop up. I don't know where you're going to poke holes on him physically. He's basically a little bit better than what you'd even hope for in a quarterback in terms of his ability to create space and time, which I've shared with you, I believe is the future of the quarterback position, creating time, creating space. He can do both of those things. There's not a throw he can't make. He's actually is a dynamic runner. You know, there's three kind of quarterbacks in football. There's fast, there's mobile, and there's immobile. You basically just don't want to be immobile. But there's not that many fast ones, and Justin's going to be a fast one. But really the only thing that I think is the thing he really needs to focus on is the thing that I think all rookie quarterbacks have to focus on, and that is the time clock in his head in the pocket. The only real knock I see on him in his college day have been holding on the ball in the pocket. But Colin, if you have the ability to make plays like Justin Fields does, I would hold onto the ball too. I wouldn't kick it and get rid of it and throw it out of bounds as fast as I, you know, as soon as I see pressure. So I just think that's just a developmental part of his game that's going to come. So I hear the criticism. I read it. I see it. I just don't understand it because I agree with you. I think that he's the second best option in the draft at the quarterback position. And all he's really done is take advantage of opportunities he's been given.
Okay. You know, it's funny. I said the other day, the NFL is pretty cruel. I mean, Belichick has one losing season, and people are like, I don't know. Andy Reid, who everybody knew was a genius, got to five NFC championships, got blown out. Pete Carroll fired multiple times. The league's brutal. They changed their narratives overnight. So 3 or 4 years ago, everybody liked Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy in Chicago. Then the Trubisky draft, it's not a good pick. Now they're holding on for their lives. And everybody likes John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. But where Trubisky and Mac Jones are similar is 50% of the scouting community couldn't stand Trubisky and 50% don't like Mac Jones. And if he doesn't work, that love for Shanahan and that love for John in this league can dry up real fast. That alone would have me worried if I'm the Niners because, to your point, he is unathletic in an increasingly athletic league. What am I supposed to make of Mac Jones' skill set and as a third pick over Justin Fields and maybe Trey Lance?
Well, I think what you get with Mac Jones is a lot of what Sarkisian and what he was asked to do at Alabama is similar to what he's going to be asked to do there. So, you know, obviously, when you're evaluating quarterbacks, you're projecting, right? You're sitting here going, well, this is what it used to be like in college. What is it going to look like on our team? And I think that what you get in Mac Jones is you get a chance to see what it's going to look like. A lot of the same concepts, a lot of the same responsibilities. That doesn't mean that Trey Lance, who I'm a huge Trey Lance fan, doesn't mean that Trey Lance and Justin Fields can't also do those things. But I think that there's a comfortability that comes with knowing that Mac Jones can do those. And the fact that Kyle Shanahan had success with Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan was the MVP of the league. And had they not blown a 25-point lead, would be a Super Bowl champion, which would probably make him a Hall of Famer already. So the fact that they did that with Matt Ryan, Mac Jones, I think, is a more athletic Matt Ryan. I think that that's what they're seeing. And they also know that the mental fortitude of Mac Jones, it was, we all talk about what he did last year, but what we forget about is this guy sat for like 3 or 4 years and had to maintain that confidence and maintain that belief that when he does get an opportunity, it's going to be enough. And he did not need 3 or 4 or 5 weeks to get ready. He came out firing week one. I know he had a lot of talent, but he's still hitting dudes in the face over and over and over again, all the way down until he, you know, got a chance to win a championship.
Hey, by the way, Tom House, who we both respect, expects Cam Newton to be better in 2021. So do I. Actually, he got COVID. He was awful for 2 or 3 weeks, and he was actually pretty good down the stretch. He really was. And can you, in your history of working with quarterbacks, I think he's been mechanically flawed for about 3 years. Can you fix mechanics? Can you?
Yeah, I definitely think you can. And I think mechanics are an evolution. We look at it like, it's broken, fix it, or it's not broken, don't touch it. When the reality is you're evolving, whether it's, and I spend a lot of time working on two things. I work on throwing mechanics and efficiency, but I also work on movement. And so those two things go together, how you transition your weight. And then when you do decide to throw, whether you're on platform from the pocket or off platform from outside pocket, what are your actual mechanics and how do you do things, not just efficiently, but consistently? So I think if something's broken, to be fixed, there's a lot of variables there. But can something evolve and get more efficient, and can something get more consistent? Of course. And so with Cam, you know, he really hasn't had a full off season in a few years. He's had surgeries. He's, you know, had to switch teams. This is really his first off season. And I know he spent a lot of time training with George Whitfield. This is his first off season where he just gets to focus. He knows what team he's on. You know, last year he got added late. He knows what team he's on, and he can just focus on himself. He hasn't had a bunch of surgeries. So when you get a player like that who is trying to change their swing, I think that can be done. Tiger Woods is an interesting guy because Tiger has changed his swing multiple times. And I had heard this story, so if I'm off on it a little bit, I'm third party here. But I had heard that he'd only change his swing under certain circumstances. One, if he was coming off of a successful year. Two, if he could control when he was coming back. And three, if he wasn't rehabbing an injury. So if you're coming off of success, then that's the reason you're changing things. That's different than having a bad year and trying to change things. If you can control your timeline because you don't have to rush back. And so, you know, if you're not coming off of a rehabilitation or a surgery. So for Cam, this checks those boxes. He knows where he's at. They don't have OTAs next week they have to be back for. And he's not coming off of a surgery. So if it can be done, this would be the offseason.
Jordan Palmer, quarterback coach, quarterback summit. Good program. Helps quarterbacks reach their potential. We're both rooting for Sammy. I'll tell you that, Sam Darnold. Quality guy. Good seeing you, Jordan.
Yeah, thanks, Colin.
You bet.
Thanks, Troy.
You bet. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card. First year, automatically, with no limit. Pretty cool. Learn more, discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Penei Sewell opted out the 2020 season and was concerned some people might forget about him. So he wanted to remind everyone that he is a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, I like this.
Again, just go put on the tape. Everybody just go ahead and watch what I do. And it's nobody can do what I do in this draft, in the offensive tackle rooms. So I bring something totally different to the table. And I think people notice that. People know that. But again, people will say whatever they want to say. And all I have to say is put on the tape and watch me work.
By the way, he's from a very good football family. He's got brothers who can really play at a high level. So that he's got his size.
I was watching a video of him the other day. I was like, I don't even, it's, it'd be funny to see me standing next to him. He is massive. And he's right. Go put on the tape. Last week at Oregon's Pro Day, he benched 30 reps of 225 pounds and ran the 40 in an unofficial 5.09.
That's really fast for a guy that big.
For someone that weighs 331 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, in the Pac-12, he was the most impressive physical player in the Pac-12. He didn't look like other players.
He's unbelievable. Well, he's currently favored to go number 5 to the Bengals, according to Fox Bet. But, I mean, I don't know. We're seeing a lot of mock drafts. Listen, Jeremiah had Kyle Pitts going to Cincinnati.
I know. It's interesting, though. The Pac-12's got a pretty great history of offensive linemen, left tackles. Why? It's a passing conference. Now, it's not as physical as the SEC. It's not as tough as the Big Ten, but Anthony Munoz, Jonathan Ogden, you can go Tony Baselli. There's been a lot of great left tackles and offensive linemen through the years in the Pac-12 because they have to develop pass blocking skills, not just run blocking skills like other conferences. It's always been a little step ahead, a little, I would say, more sophisticated NFL passing offenses. I mean, Pete Carroll coached there, Marv Levy coached there, Steve Mariucci, Jim Harbaugh. You've had a lot of coaches migrate Pac-12. Bill Walsh coached there. Pac-12 to the NFL. So your offensive linemen are usually a step ahead in pass blocking skills if they have the talent.
It's much harder to pass block than run block.
No.
Run block, you're just pancaking people down the field.
And by the way, an offensive lineman, especially a tackle joy, on run blocking, you're either blocking a 260-pound edge rusher and you're 330 or a linebacker. They love that. Left tackles love to just pin their ears back and bury a guy that's 60 pounds lighter.
So the Chiefs made history last year, becoming the first team to play and host 3 consecutive AFC championship games. Josh Allen and the Bills fell short to KC last year, and he knows that they are still the team to beat.
Was the Patriots before them. You know, you want to be that team that has that sustained success. And in order to be that team, you got to beat that team.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot easier said than done. At the same time, I mean, we view them, I think, as anybody else in the league does.
He also said that the 20,000 fans in Arrowhead were a huge obstacle to try and overcome, but he is excited to be back in packed stadiums.
Well, at Wyoming, what's the largest road crowd he ever faced? 12, 18, 23,000? I'm guessing.
Well, I mean, he played in stadiums
in
the NFL that were full. It's not like this wasn't his rookie year, but I think, you know, most of the year last year, they're playing in empty stadiums. To go from that to, you know, Kansas City was one of the first ones to let.
Yeah, you're right. That's
fans
right.
Back in the
Good
stadium.
Point. Good point.
That's a big shock, you know. So it's not like he hasn't played in front of full stadiums before, but last year was a very unique situation. Chiefs beat the Bills twice last season, 26-17 in the regular season and 38-24 in the AFC Championship game. But he's right. They are the standard, and especially in the AFC, we think that the Bills are, you know, an ascending team, but they haven't arrived really until they beat the champs, and that's what the Chiefs are in the AFC.
When I look at the AFC, I really look at Bills, Chiefs, and then everybody's a notch below. That's what I think. Kansas City, Buffalo, that's where you start, and everybody, like, I think Cleveland and Baltimore have a ton of talent. Tennessee's got talent, but they're not those two.
But they're on a different level.
Buffalo is a pass rusher away. That's it.
I love what Buffalo has done. And, you know, despite, you know, I know everyone's screaming and hollering about how many more years Tua has to develop. I like that they waited with Josh Allen, because I did not like Josh Allen his first 2 years. I don't think anybody did.
Oh, he was, as a rookie, he was a little bit of a mess.
I will say, though, Buffalo is a different place. But you can be a little more patient in Buffalo.
Yeah, the media is going to be supportive.
Yes, if you aren't developing right away.
Well, if you've been losing for 20 years, like Cleveland or Buffalo, I mean, in Cleveland right now, and I'm not joking, they think Baker's a top 5 quarterback. Because the standards are so low there that if you win a playoff game.
Listen, if I was Cleveland, I would be perfectly happy with Baker.
They've had
like 40 quarterbacks in the last 20
years. That's what
I'm
saying. Like,
so, yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to get ridiculous, but I'm not a ridiculous person. So it's the same thing with.
Remember when I named the top 12 quarterbacks and I put them in 2 tiers, like the Mahomes tier and then the Matt Ryan tier? People in Cleveland were outraged. I didn't put Baker in the first tier with Russell Wilson, Aaron, Brady. They were outraged.
You know what?
It's like, what?
Fans, this is why we love fans. because fans don't want to hear anything but positive stuff.
But some are more realistic about than their others.
Team. I prefer realistic fans.
So do I.
I consider myself to be a realistic fan.
So do I.
But you know what? I also enjoy excellence and winning. So you can't just be out here telling yourself that you're doing a great job if you're not really doing a great job.
Warm weather fans are generally more realistic because they have a life beyond their team. Like they, like in Miami, like
we have
like,
so many options. It's the same thing with L. It's the same thing LA faces. It's why the Rams have been so aggressive, because there is a lot of it, it is a factor. I was just talking about this the other day. This is sports, right? It's competition. We respect the battles, and it's true and it's honest competition, and that's why we love it. But it's first and foremost a television show. It's entertainment. First and foremost, yeah. Like, that's where all the money comes from.
Right.
Don't get it twisted. So at the end of the day, you have to be relevant. It's part of the reason why Carolina made that move for Sam Darnold. They might still take another quarterback.
It matters.
You have to be relevant.
When you run a team in L.A., the Dodgers get 4.5 million people a year. LeBron, Kawhi,
UCLA,
Rams.
In the tournaments, USC.
There's
Hollywood Boulevard.
The beach is free,
yes.
And beautiful.
You have to be relevant. You have to.
And nobody cares about being patient. Get good now, or I just won't buy your tickets. I mean, seriously, in LA,
no, it is.
Be good now, or I won't buy your tickets.
It definitely is.
USC wins seven. If USC finishes second in their division, they struggle to sell tickets.
It's just a demand for entertainment. So Trevor Lawrence underwent left shoulder surgery February 16th, which gave him a lot of time to get healed up by training camp. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reported that Lawrence has been throwing again the past 2 weeks. He isn't fully 100% yet, but he's looking and feeling a little more normal again in his workouts. He is obviously the overwhelming favorite to go number one in the draft. Fox Bet has him minus 10,000. So, yeah.
He's going number one.
Number one in the draft. But you know what's interesting about this draft? Because he is so, like, in a different category, we're not talking about him leading up to the draft.
It was almost like Andrew Luck. What's the point? I don't even remember his pro day.
He just disappeared in the process because we know where he's going, who his coach is going to be, and, like, I think we all think that Urban's going to be able to make it work.
Well,
it's
going to
be an amazing story to watch this year once the season starts.
No, I mean, coach quarterback league, Urban and Trevor are a great story. First time in my life, Jacksonville, I'm fascinated.
Think about it. How many teams, like, it's going to be crazy to follow all, because there's so many quarterbacks and many quarterbacks moving around this year.
Burrow makes me care about the Bengals.
I mean, Burrow, Sam Darnold, Detroit. I'm interested to see what Detroit does with Jared Goff. The Rams with Stafford. It's going to be a great year.
Wentz and Indy.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line.
One of my
news.
Favorite segments every week, Jason McIntyre. Tomorrow's headlines. Today is next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox,
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's gonna catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
For the first time ever, it's a WrestleMania edition of SmackDown on Fox.
Legacies are born and evolution will be complete.
It all kicks off with a fatal four-way for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship.
Oh, man!
And then it's the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Oh, my goodness!
WrestleMania edition of SmackDown, Friday at 8 Eastern, only on Fox.
The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, too. I loved Andre the Giant when I was a kid. He would look like literally a giant.
Yeah, we always show the picture of his hands.
Yeah, I mean, he's a giant.
He's really big.
All right, Jason McIntyre, let's join it live. He always joins us on Friday. Tomorrow's headlines today. Okay, there's a lot of NFL draft stuff. I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
All right.
Very much so, Colin.
All right. Let's do tomorrow's headlines today for Sam Darnold getting traded to Carolina.
Yeah, well, you called this. A lot of people saw it coming eventually. The headline will be Sweet Carolina. Bop, bop, bop. Colin, I love singing on this show. I think this is a great move for Sam Darnold and Carolina. You know, in New York, he didn't have the infrastructure. I've seen the trivia you're running about no Pro Bowlers. The Jets just didn't have anything cooking there offensively around Darnold. And the big thing that people aren't really talking about is he had an offensive coordinator as a rookie. And then he had a new one for his second and third year. And he just didn't have the continuity. He goes to Carolina. Colin, you know the name Joe Brady. Okay, he got looks as a head coach. He's the guy who made Joe Burrow in LSU. I just like the infrastructure in Carolina. Christian McCaffrey, Matt Rhule, who actually knows Darnold pretty well, and Robbie Anderson, a receiver who was in New York with Darnold for 2 years. I think this is a home run for Carolina. And I'm just putting this out there. It's only April, but this is a bet on Carolina Panthers team next fall. I'm telling you that they were 9-7 against the spread last year. Rhule and Brady are smart coaches. Nobody really respects Carolina, so they're big underdogs, and they're great at covering the spread. Keep an eye on Carolina this fall.
All right. Tomorrow's headlines today for the Jets following the Sam Darnold trade.
All right. You know, you've been waiting for this all week, Colin. The headline will be, frankly, my dear, I don't give a Sam. Sam Darnold, you had a good run. Adios, buddy. Listen, I like you, was championing Darnold when the Jets got him, and it just never really panned out, okay? 38 starts, Colin. That's a considerable body of work, and we just never saw him elevate teammates, and I know we can hear the offensive coordinators and the talent around him, but, you know, at this point, the Jets needed to press the reset button.
Yeah.
You know this. The GM, Joe Douglas, is relatively new to the job. He had 1 year to evaluate everybody. Your quarterback is really where you go in this league. If you don't have one, you're not going anywhere, and you're going to lose your job. I think Joe Douglas said, we could get a guy at 2. We had a good run with Darnold, and now the Jets, 21 draft picks, Colin, in the next 2 seasons. footage here of Zach Wilson, a.k.a. the Mormon Mahomes, a nickname which you love. And I just think this is a home run for the Jets. They start a new trajectory, new coach, 21 draft picks over the next 2 years. I like the upward momentum of my New York Jets.
Tomorrow's headlines today. What are the headlines going to be for the reports the Niners are taking Mac Jones at number three?
That's it. Very controversial. I know John Lynch is a big fan. I've worked with him. You know him well. Hopefully he'll have to turn away just for a moment. The headline will be Rising Tide QB is Fool's Gold. I'm sorry, Colin. I don't buy it. I know Bucky Brooks pretty well. I had him on my radio show. I'm on board with this. All of a sudden, Mac Jones, who 3 months ago, Colin, was maybe he's a first-round pick. The Patriots, they could kick the tires at 15, and now he's like a lock to go number three? Something's not adding up here. This is a guy, Colin, who only had 17 career starts. Do you know the history? The last 25 years of quarterbacks going in the first round with under 18 starts. Mitch Trubisky, okay? Dwayne Haskins, Mark Sanchez. Are you seeing a trend? The other guy's Kyler Murray, TBD on that. But, I mean, Mac Jones had more All-Americans on his offense last year than the Big Ten and the Big 12 combined.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, he's like, you know, the next coming. I think the pick has to be Justin Fields. I'm not buying the Mac Jones smoke.
Tomorrow's headlines today, what's it going to be for the Falcons and that fourth overall pick in the draft they currently have?
Yeah, well, you know you can't take a quarterback here. Matt Ryan's still young. The headline will be Peachy for Pitts. Your guy, Kyle Pitts, this guy's a superstar. And remember, Julio Jones, Colin, just turned 32. Okay, injured last year. I like Calvin Ridley on the outside. Pitts is so dynamic. You can line him up inside or out.
Yep.
You know, this is a guy who'll catch everything. Matt Ryan's career gets an extension, basically, when you add a guy like Pitts. And a quick word on Matt Ryan. People want to move on from him. Colin, he's missed 3 starts in 13 seasons. This guy's durable. He's a former MVP. He led the Falcons to the Super Bowl. I don't think the new coach wants to move on. I like Pitts. I like Ryan. Keep an eye on the Falcons. Remember, the Saints lose Drew Brees. Atlanta, a sneaky contender in that division.
Finally, tomorrow's headlines today. What team's going to select Trey Lance in the draft?
Yeah, well, I think you probably know a little bit more about Trey Lance than I do. The headline will be King Elway knights Sir Lancelot. Give me Trey Lance over to Denver. You know, I still think he's top 10, but he's a developmental quarterback, Colin. I don't think he's ready. The guy's 20 years old. You can't put him as a starter. So he sits behind Drew Lock. I think he's probably ends up being the guy in Denver. I like this Denver team, by the way. I know it sounds like I like everybody. Keep an eye on Denver. Very good offensive skill position players coming back this season.
Great stuff. Jason McIntyre in Palm Springs, get home. We'll see you next week, buddy. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Take it easy.
Yeah, Trey Lance, listen, it is a very robust quarterback crop this year. It's incredibly lean next year. So the only thing I could see Atlanta doing is drafting Trey Lance to keep him away from people and just sit him for 2 years. All right, we'll see you Monday. It's The Herd.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people,
It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.